Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
B96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Okay, so Oscar is on the line. Oscar in Douglas Park, you were embarrassed by something your girlfriend used to do for work. What does she do for work?
She used to have an OnlyFans.
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah.
How long ago?
She said back in 2020, basically.
Oh, okay. Hey, you know what? It's a weird time.
There's a pandemic. You
know. People are home alone.
I think that's actually when the rise of it really kicked off.
Okay, so tell us about this. And tell us about the relationship. Tell us what you know.
How'd you find out?
Yeah,
dude?
We didn't even know what she was doing on OnlyFans.
It's one of those things where you just talk, you know, about what you were doing when the pandemic was going on, you know? It's one of those, because we met in 2022.
Okay.
So it was just, you just start talking. Hey, remember the pandemic? That was crazy. What was the craziest thing you did during the pandemic? And she tells me that she had an OnlyFans.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay. As you can tell, I was a little, put off.
Sure.
She basically explained it was, you know, what it usually is.
Okay.
On that
naughty
on that
pictures
platform.
And stuff. Okay.
Yeah. And, I do know how to take it. It's kind of, because here's the embarrassing part. I don't know what's worse, that there's pictures of and video of her online, you know, or that she stopped doing it because she didn't make any money at all.
Oh. I'm sorry.
So wait, you're not sure if you're more embarrassed by the fact that your girl used to have an OnlyFans, or if you're more embarrassed by the fact that she had one, but nobody wanted to see it.
But no fans.
It was just, yeah, it was only her doing weird things online. That's actually kind of funny.
I'm sorry. Okay. No, I don't mean to laugh.
No, this is, okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yes. I just didn't expect you to say that. I thought that you were going to be, you know, concerned because you didn't want other people to see her and that. But you're more concerned that nobody did see her.
So you're like, am I the only guy that likes her?
It's kind of embarrassing. Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing when you think about it. That, you know, she put herself out there and the world didn't want it.
Oscar.
I don't know. Maybe
Oscar
saying it'd be different, but she just did it and failed.
Okay, so would you have been more uncomfortable if she told you, hey, during the pandemic, you know, I had an OnlyFans, and to be honest, I was wildly popular, so you might recognize some of my top hits. Would that have been better?
I don't know. I mean, the not having made money kind of gave me the ick. I don't know if that would have been the same case if she'd made a lot of money and been popular.
This is the wildest and also funniest thing I've ever heard. And I'm sorry that you're in this situation because I know to you this is a real thing. I think, to me, I would be a little bit more concerned with so what all is out there? And also, what are people going to find?
You should be relieved that no one saw it. No one will probably look for it.
Yeah. Okay. Honest question.
I guess it's good. You know, nobody has seen her, but it's also they didn't want to, you know?
Do you find her attractive?
Yes, very attractive.
So when you've, you know, introduced her to your friends, do they hit you with the, hey, you're a lucky guy.
Not in that way, but yeah, everybody's
right,
really,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is, when you're attracted to somebody, it's not important what other people think. It's important what you think. So, you know, I don't think you should worry about whether or not the world wanted to see her naked.
As long as you want to.
As you do.
Yeah.
What's her OnlyFans? Let me look at it right now.
Stop.
I'll tell you if it's a match or a mistake. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Okay. So, okay.
Took it down.
So if you're just joining us, we have Oscar in Douglas Park, who found out that his girlfriend during the pandemic started up an OnlyFans.
Yes, okay? And it's the typical content that
that you would expect from OnlyFans. The thing is, he's a little embarrassed by that, but he's not sure that if he's embarrassed by that or more embarrassed by the fact that nobody really consumed that content.
Yeah, that she stopped because, quote unquote, she only had one fan.
Nobody was really into
it. You're her OnlyFan.
You're her OnlyFan, and that's all that matters. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe it was the algorithm. I don't know how the algorithms work.
It was just a saturated market.
Yeah. There was a lot of feet and other things that were happening on there. Could you move past this? 877-591-9696 if you found out that your person used to be on OnlyFans. And could you move past it if you found out that nobody was into their content at all? They were just on there by themselves on the internet streaming to no one. 877-591-9696. This is an interesting match of mistakes.
Yeah, because I feel like as a girly pop, you know, I think we're all beautiful and we all deserve to have a million fans and do whatever you want with your body, because I try to be super sex positive.
It would suck to be humbled in that way.
Yeah.
And to double down and be humbled that your boyfriend broke up with you
because of that.
He called the radio and people said it was a mistake for him to continue seeing you because nobody wanted your OnlyFans content. That would be rough.
I really didn't expect you for that to be the concern.
Right. Oscar. But the question, is it a match or a mistake? We want to hear from you again. 877-591-9696.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So it's Match or Mistake, and today we have this guy, Oscar, who is dating a woman who apparently, during the pandemic, started up an OnlyFans.
Which I think that was like the time where it really blew up. And OnlyFans is basically, you know, modeling in a naughty way.
Yeah.
Okay?
And you go on there and you do some silly things and you make some money.
Yeah, that's
I'm sorry about the weird dance that I did.
Moog was like, silly things?
Okay. I have not made money doing it.
Two fingers up. Okay, but point is, it's that kind of website.
Right.
And he felt uncomfortable, not that she created one of those and was producing content for it, but because she didn't have any fans.
You're right. He's embarrassed that nobody was into the content, which is kind of not the direction I thought the conversation was going when it started. I'm sorry, is it Yari? Yachty?
Yeah, Yachty.
In North Lawndale, you say it's a mistake.
I think it's a mistake on his part, because now you're going on the radio and telling people that you don't think that they think that she's attractive, so now you're doubting it. So then why stay with her? Because now it's going to stay with you, like, okay, she had an OnlyFans, and nobody liked it, so I like her?
Yeah, the fact that he was able to get swayed so quickly is, like, kind of sad.
You know what this really breaks down to?
What?
Is, I think, immaturity on his part, because what he's embarrassed by is not that she did the
morality
OnlyFans,
of it.
Isn't the content. It's like when you're like, I have a lot of friends that are still single and like approaching late 30s because they think they're too attractive for women.
Oh,
but
goodness.
They're not.
Oh.
But it's the same sort of concept of like, you think you're too good for this girl because of this, or you're worried about what your friends might think.
Yeah, you know what, Yachty? You're right, because I bet if he did an OnlyFans, he would have no fans.
Oh, yeah, we don't know his status.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, he would probably have no fans, but now you're doubting her. So watch her hear this, and then she feels even worse about it, because I bet she felt bad. That's why she took it down, because she didn't get any fans.
Well, maybe
and
she will
hear
now.
That her own boyfriend didn't want is doubting it because she didn't get any fans.
Yeah.
Like, am I attractive, or like, is that now like a downfall in their relationship?
He did say that she is attractive. Thank you, Yachty, for that. Let's talk to Clarissa. So, Clarissa's in Yorkville. You say it's a mistake too.
I also do think it's a mistake. It sounds like he's put limitations on what he's embarrassed about, and that's not fair. First, he was embarrassed that she put her body out there, but that was a trend in 2020. And we're being honest. Everybody put themselves out there.
Wait, everybody? Did you?
Did you?
Not everybody, right?
Okay.
Not everybody.
It
was a popular thing. And so that's what Carla said earlier. That's when it kind of started. That's when it kind of hit off.
Mm-hmm. Dude, and I had a friend that started an OnlyFans in 2020, and she got into the top 0.01% of creators.
That's crazy.
I know.
It was a pretty competitive field
market,
back then.
Yeah, but you were saying.
Yeah, and you kind of have to, I don't know the website, right? But I think you have to kind of promote yourself, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, maybe some people aren't comfortable doing that.
Yeah, and maybe she
had the confidence to make the website, but not enough to promote herself. And whether she did promote herself and didn't get any fans, you know, she still put herself out there.
Yeah.
And now he's still judging her and putting limitations like, oh, wait, I'm judging you because you put your body out there, but you had no fans, so I'm also judging you for that.
Right.
So he's putting limitations.
Double whammy, a little bit too judgmental for you.
Yeah.
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 All right, Clarissa. Well, thank you so much for that feedback. Gloria in Evanston, who's part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia, here with the curveball. You say this is a match.
Yeah.
why do you think it's a match?
Because, like, okay, yeah, like, I also, like, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I made a OnlyFans, and I didn't have nobody watching. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm only attracted to one person.
Wow.
Like, and nowadays, like, now I have multiple people trying to hit me up, and it's like, I don't want you. Like, I'm already in a relationship with two kids. Like, I don't need nobody else. I'm happy where I'm at.
You know what? That's so right. You don't need the world to think that you're the most attractive person, although I do think you're beautiful. I've met Gloria before. But you don't need the whole world to think your partner's attractive. You gotta, like, it's you and you, you know?
Yeah.
That's it.
It's about your relationship. Yeah. I guess the biggest issue here is that he's embarrassed by her.
Oh, that would make me so
like,
sad.
Yeah, like, that what I hear is, like, he shouldn't be embarrassed. Like, you should be grateful that, like, you're the only guy that finds her attractive, and not another guy.
Less
you don't
competition.
Have to worry about another guy hitting on her.
I'm loving this radical optimism,
yes.
Gloria, because that is less competition.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, it's this guy, Oscar, who found out his girl did an OnlyFans back in 2020, and he's embarrassed by the fact that she didn't have any fans.
She didn't pop off on the website.
Right.
So,
he's not embarrassed that she was on the site. He's embarrassed that nobody was into it,
yeah.
Which is weird. Gloria, thank you so much for your brutal
honesty.
But he
could also create one with her. If he feels like, that they need to make much money, then why don't you just create one with her?
I have heard of couples taking this step.
That's true. Yeah.
But
you could do that.
But, yes.
Yeah, and you know what? If he's so great, maybe he'll bring in the viewers. I don't know. Thank you so much for that, Gloria. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Oscar again, and we're going to kind of see his thoughts. After all of this, basically everybody said that the mistake is to continue dating him.
Yeah.
Except for Gloria.
I think you're the mistake, my guy.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to Oscar again. Coming up next, it's Match or Mistake. It's Mogan Carla Mornings, and it's B96.